This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour. Hitting the ground running with a transformative mission, and IPID says KZN is among hotspots for rogue cops. The time is 8 o'clock. Good morning. Dr. Xolile Ngubane, Senior Director in the Office of the Vice Chancellor and Principal, has taken on the challenging yet vital role of leading the transformation agenda at MUT with great passion. Understanding that universities are intricate ecosystems, Dr. Ngubane convened an inaugural discussion with Professor Marcus Ramogale, the DVC for Teaching and Learning, providing a keynote address on the MUT transformation agenda alongside the MUT deans and strategic officers. This collaborative effort aimed to gather insights on the existing transformation initiatives at MUT. During the meetings at which the South African Human Rights Commission members also made presentations, Dr. Ngubane discovered that various faculties, departments, and dedicated individuals had been undertaking remarkable work in isolation, implementing inclusion programs, decolonizing the curriculum, advocating for student well-being, and mentoring women into leadership positions. It became clear that these efforts had not yet been woven into a cohesive, unified agenda. Recognizing the tremendous potential for growth, Dr. Ngubane expressed her appreciation for the shared commitment to excellence. Dr. Ngubane emphasized the importance of grounding MUT's transformation agenda in values that reflect the university's deep respect for human dignity and societal justice. In other news, the Independent Police Investigative Directorate, the IPID, has flagged KwaZulu-Natal as one of the problem provinces for police officers who go rogue. On Wednesday, IPID released its statistics for the first quarter of 2025-2026. Over 1,100 cases across the country were reported to it in the first 3 months of the current financial year.
Most of these cases were in our four hot spot provinces, namely the Western Cape with 213 cases registered, Gauteng 177, KwaZulu-Natal 161, and the Eastern Cape at 138. The province with the least intake is Northwest with 73 cases.
Many of these cases are for assault, torture, and death due to police action and the discharge of an official firearm. Saping says there has been an increase in the number of officers accused of rape, with 27 cases recorded compared to 22 in the corresponding period last year. And finally, South African Afrim House singer Nompumelelo Mpumi Mzobe has released a new EP titled Iculo Lami, a 5-track project centered on celebrating and uplifting women. The EP highlights Mpumi's signature soulful sound while delivering messages of healing, hope, and spiritual reflection. Iculo Lami features collaborations with one of South Africa's most respected musicians, Professor, with whom Mpumi has worked on multiple songs since her 2013 debut. The EP further showcases her range and influence in the Afro House scene following her features on hit tracks like Somandla, Busa with Euphonic, Umoya with Heavy K, and Professor with Wena and with Heavy K. In your financial markets this morning, a short while ago, gold was selling at $3,643.60 a fine ounce, a barrel of Brent crude oil cost $67.34, $1 cost R17.50, euros are trading at R20.45, and one bitcoin cost $1,947,122.95. A recap on your top stories this hour. Hitting the ground running with a transformative mission, and IPID says KZN is among hotspots for rogue cops. I will be back with another full news bulletin at 9 o'clock. For MUT Radio News, I'm Siyanda Kumalo.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.